Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
We are continuing our assault on Valentine's Day.
Taking it downtown.
Exactly. We've talked about kissing. We've talked about the color pink. Today we're talking about something a little different, something that's a little less of a Valentine's Day staple. It's not like lingerie. It's not something that is advertised on billboards come every February. We're talking about Spanish fly, an aphrodisiac that is at once kind of mythic and kind of has all these fictional airs about it, but at the same time is a definite real thing that is fascinating in its own right, and often in ways that you might not expect.
Yeah, I mean, people associate Spanish fly with aphrodisiacs, right? This idea that, you know, someone just needs to have a bit of it and all of a sudden they will feel amorous. And we'll discuss that. But yeah, you're right. The actual implications of Spanish fly itself are very different.
When is the earliest you ever heard any inkling of Spanish fly?
You know, I want to say like middle school. Yeah. I have an idea of that, but I also have an idea of tequila and the worm at the end of the bottom of the bottle as being part and parcel of that, which I don't think exists either.
Yeah, I feel like, and maybe you can relate to this, I feel like it might have been referenced in kind of an off-color reference in some old-timey cartoons. Like, I don't know if it was
Betty Boop or something.
Something that I had some exposure to. And because I feel like there was maybe a moment where somebody had a bottle labeled Spanish fly and it showed up as a gag in something or another, you know? Like, it was that level of unbelievable that it's just some sort of like magic juice that somebody gives to another person and it makes them, you know, wild and randy or something.
Well, it's back, I think, in the collective conscience because, as we know, Bill Cosby allegedly has been accused of giving people certain drugs, mm-hmm. And then raping them. And he has a routine, I believe, in the 60s.
Yeah, from his 69 comedy album, It's True, It's True. And he also talks about it in his 1991 book, Childhood.
Yes. And he has referenced roofies or some sort of roofies before in other interviews and so on and so forth. But he talks specifically about Spanish Fly in this one routine from the album It's True, It's True.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, in the bit, he's talking about, as a kid, hearing about it, which is very relatable because I, you know, my earliest memories of hearing about this thing are also in childhood. And from a childhood perspective, it sounds kind of just fanciful and weird and maybe even attractive on some level, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, this thing and, you know, and oh, you give it to somebody and then suddenly they're all lovey-dovey. Like, that's the very unreal version of it. But then you take it and you put it into a reality, you put it into an adult reality, and you're talking about something that's really rather horrible. And in the case with the allegations against Bill Cosby, you also see that story of childhood taken and then what happens when you look at it from a very real adult standpoint. I mean, it's just deplorable.
Yeah, I mean, the actual thing that he says, go to a party, see five girls standing alone, and then, boy, if I had a whole jug of Spanish Fly, I'd light that corner up over there. Ha, 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 ha. So, yeah. Right, it's a, you know, hearing it now is a little bit disconcerting. But it brings up the whole idea of the Spanish Fly and whether or not it's actually a true aphrodisiac and what the deal is with it. And I just want to point out that in 1996, an FDA study proved that the chemical had no sexual effects on men or women, and yet the myth of this continues to persist. And how you define sexual effects kind of differs, and we'll talk more about that later.
All right, so what is it? People are probably wondering. What is the Spanish fly? Is it an actual fly? No.
No.
But it is a beetle, technically. A blister beetle, to be specific. There are about 2,500 different species of blister beetle, but we tend to collect this agent, cantharidin, from two specific species. There's a European blister beetle called Lyta vesicatoria, and there's a North African blister beetle known as Mylabris kikori. And they secrete this stuff. They secrete cantharidin as a self-defense, as a chemical weapon to keep things from eating them. I mean, this is the type of insect that's, you know, it's brightly colored, long body, bright greens, blue wing cover, stripes. It's sending a clear message to potential predators. Hey, if you eat me, bad things are going to happen because I'm just laden with chemical weapons.
Yeah, and that cantharidin, it's a terpene, an organic chemical compound. And they secrete it, the beetle secrete it, as this kind of milky-looking fluid from the joints in their legs. Very convenient.
Yeah. Now, this doesn't have much to do with cantharidin, but it's pretty interesting as a side note. These blister bugs, the adults lay eggs near the nest of a solitary bee, and then these larval bee lice, as they call them, feed on the eggs and food stores, and they eventually grow into adulthood, drop to the ground, feed on vegetation. And it's in this life, then, that they have the full protection of the cantharidin to keep things from eating them. Because it's worth noting that there are some birds, such as the meadowlark, such as the bluebird, scissor-tailed flycatcher, that are cantharidin-resistant and make them a part of their diet.
Yeah, and there are accounts, though, of some livestock eating them and actually being poisoned by them. So most animals steer clear. But as you say, some of them can actually stave off the effects of cantharidin. Now, we should probably talk about how cantharidin works in terms of the beetle's reproductive life. This is very interesting.
Yeah, and then in this we get right into the Valentine's Day theme, like legitimately and not in a weird, creepy way. Because, of course, Valentine's is about, hey, here's a gift for the person I love, you know, or failing that, the person that I want to mate with, that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, like here's a box of chocolate.
Right. And that is essentially a prenuptial offering, as we call it, in the animal world. I feel like we've talked about this in the past.
We've talked about this with orb-weaving spiders, I believe.
Where they say, hey, here's a gift. Here's a gift that shows my, you know, to anthropomorphize a bit here. Here's a gift that shows my support for you. Here's some energy in the form of some food or whatnot that will help you survive and help our offspring survive.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we'll mate, right? Here's a little bit of energy. In the case of pyrochroid beetles, they're doing somewhat of the same thing as the male orb-weaving spiders. They're presenting a gift. Not so much for energy, though. It's more like protection. And what happens is that the male beetles essentially hand over a packet of sperm to the female when they're mating. And she will fertilize her eggs. And she can kind of take her sweet time with whether or not she does this, right? The females can discard the packets that don't please them, right? This does not please me. Bring me another. So what crafty pyrochroid beetles do to ensure that their gift of sperm is like really highly prized and received is that they produce bonus packs of cantharidin. And this cantharidin will allow the females to cover her eggs with it. And then that keeps those eggs safe from predators.
So it's kind of like if you were to give your sweetie a handgun for Valentine's Day and say, here, take this, protect yourself and our offspring with this lovely handgun. I think they call that a Texas Valentine.
A Texas Valentine,
yeah,
I think so. Yes.
Heck, I mean, it's probably a Georgia Valentine, too, for that matter. So as the mating ritual kicks off, the pyrochroid male actually secretes this gooey substance from a groove-like structure in its forehead. And then the female, of course, tastes the gooey substance. And if she detects cantharidin, then she knows that this is the guy for her. If it's not there, well, then maybe she'll pass.
Yeah, that's what I think is so great about this, is that, you know, maybe the beetle sidles up and says, hey, I've got a little cantharidin package here for you. And she's like, prove it. Prove that you can secrete this. And then out of his forehead, it oozes, and then she sniffs him. It's great. This is good, like, Valentine's drama right here. So, I mean, that's kind of hard to beat in terms of a mating ritual. If you want to learn more about that, check out this article, Spanish Flies Lure, Ardor or Armor, by Janet Rolla from Science.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
So we're talking about cantharidin, that that powder you derive from grinding up the blister beetles. Essentially, a chemical weapon devised for the creature's defense. But as we've discussed before, humans are all about taking another creature's chemical weapon and using it for their own advantage. We do it in everything from the spices on our food to indeed some questionable aphrodisiacs in the form of Spanish fly.
Hippocrates prescribed ground blister beetles as a treatment for dropsy. And then you also have traditional Chinese medicine using blister beetles to treat piles, ulcers, and rabies, and even warts.
Yeah. There's now, as far as its use as an aphrodisiac, or at least its more recreational uses, there's some interesting details from the life of the Marquis de Sade, 1740 to 1814, if anyone is not familiar with him, French aristocrat. Revolutionary politician, philosopher, and writer. He was a free thinker, a free doer.
He was randy.
He was. He liked the ladies. He liked the men. He liked everything. And he had a lot of course, a lot of scandals in his life. Pretty much constantly. And in 1772, there was an incident where he had engaged his servant Latour to find him some prostitutes, and apparently the women in question helped themselves to the Marquis' personal stash of Spanish fly laden candies, and suddenly they're suffering upset stomachs. They fear they've been poisoned, and meanwhile de Sade and Latour flee the estates of the King of Sardinia, who wanted to have them arrested, and they end up being executed in effigy for this crime. But essentially, you have a case: these women are poisoned by the Spanish fly.
Yeah, and they survived, but I mean, as we'll discuss in a little bit, they probably suffered pretty greatly, depending on the amount that he gave them. I mean, after all, he was sentenced to death for attempted murder.
Yeah, yeah. So that's just sort of give you an idea of just how potent this is. I mean, it's the insect's chemical weapon, and if taken in small doses, presumably it's not going to kill anybody. But it's apparently very easy to reach that threshold of serious harm with this particular agent.
Now, this was also used in terminating pregnancy, and if you look at the long history of abortion, particularly before it was legalized, then you will see that there are all sorts of accounts of different things that may induce pregnancy termination. In the article Leeches, Lie, and Spanish Fly by Kate Manning in the New York Times, she says, quote, in talking about this sort of secret coda of terminating a pregnancy, she says, quote, "French periodical pills warranted to have the desired effect in all cases was one such knowing ad that appeared in the Boston Daily Times in 1845. Those ads spoke euphemistically of curing female complaint or renovating or unblocking the womb." So what's interesting about that is, and we'll talk more about the effects on the human body, is that there was a sort of wink, wink, hey, this is a substance that you could use if you have these sort of female complaints.
Yeah. Now, just to go back to Marquis de Sade for a moment, there's at least one account that Marquis de Sade would encourage prostitutes to partake of these Spanish fly cookies because it would make them a little gassy, and that he was into that.
He was into gassy sexual relations.
I mean, he was into a lot of things, so
right.
I guess that was, that's on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
But these are not. This is not the primary desired effect with Spanish Fly. Most of the accounts that you see, generally, the idea is that it's supposed to fire up one's lust or to provide a male with an erection when they're having difficulty achieving or sustaining that state.
And it does, but I feel like it's an erection that you would never want if you happen to look at the descriptions of this. And let's just start just even with what it's like to have skin contact with Spanish fly, because it's not called blister beetle for nothing, right?
Right, yeah.
You get blisters, festering ones. If you have contact with your eyes, it can cause blindness. A deadly dose is only 30 milligrams, and 1 gram is enough to cause symptoms in 5,000 people. And when you ingest it, that cantharidin inflames the gastrointestinal tract, and that may be where Desaad was trying to take advantage of the side effects here of Spanish fly. And then depending on the dose, it can completely strip away the stomach lining.
Yeah, there's a lot of burning. And when you're talking about an overdose, you're talking about abdominal pain, respiratory and heart problems, renal failure, bloody urine, convulsions, coma, and possibly death.
Yeah, now think about it making its way through the rest of the body, not just the stomach. It can affect the lining of the uterus. And it irritates that lining, but it's that irritation is sort of negligible when you compare it to men in whom it causes a great deal of swelling. And that's where the erection comes into play.
Yeah, basically we're talking an allergic hell erection. We're talking a non-sexual priapism. So it's, you end up dealing with a lot of burning swelling down there that results in an erection, but not really the kind of erection that I feel like anybody reasonably wants to have.
No, I mean, it's like an anaphylactic response for your penis, right?
Yeah.
That can't be at all romantic or even, you know, sensual.
I mean, barely functional, I'm thinking, you know? Like, it's a bad idea anyway you shake it. Yeah, and even a minor overdose of cantharidin can lead to erections long enough to need medical intervention to put them down.
But you know what? It does turn out that there's actually one species that is taking it, so that they may secure some more amorous flings in the future. And what I'm talking about here is the male bustard bird.
Oh, yes. This is one of the birds that has some degree of resistance to the cantharidin, but uses it in a most interesting manner. The males actually pick the blister beetles out of an array of possible food choices, and they do it to reduce STDs, and more importantly, to wash away the appearance of STDs when picking out mates, because they want to appear clean and disease-free. According to Discovery Magazine's Seriously Science blog, quote, "A white, clean cloaca with no infection symptoms is an honest signal of both resistance to cantharidin and absence of parasites, and represents a reliable indicator of the male quality to the extremely choosy females."
That's right, because the lady bustards actually examine the male bustard's cloaca,
yeah,
before deciding to mate with him.
Yeah, a little look, under the hood, as it were.
Yeah, yeah, before taking it for a test run. So, so there you go. We just wanted to go out on a positive note there and let you know that the male bustards are using it in the appropriate way, are probably the only ones who should be using it besides the actual beetles themselves. And we wanted to do a little public service announcement. If you're ever thinking about Spanish fly, please do not.
Do not use it. Unless you are a bustard bird looking mm-hmm. to clean your cloaca a bit. In those cases, go ahead. Or if you yourself are a blister bug, I mean, use your naturally occurring chemical weapons as you see fit.
Yeah, you know, we talked about STD posters a while back, and I can't help but think if the animal kingdom had their own PR campaigns, what might those posters look like, especially from the bustard birds? Keep your cloaca clean.
Yeah, I would guess so. And for the rest of you, yeah, just don't do Spanish fly, because it's either this horrible chemical irritant or it's just a bunch of vitamin B3, ginseng, and maybe a little horny goat weed packaged in some sort of scandalous packaging. So.
Or at the very least, like sugar and some dust.
Yeah, so there are better ways to go about curing what ails you.
And you know the best way?
What's that?
Using your noggin.
Oh, yeah.
We already know. Like, if you're trying to get in the mood, like, whining and dining your own mind is probably the way to go.
Indeed. And, hey, if you would like to wine and dine that brain of yours, why not go to stufftoblowyourmind.com? That is where you'll find all of our podcast episodes, including all of our Valentine's Day podcasts, past and present. If you click on the landing page for this episode, you'll find links to a lot of those older episodes. So be sure to check those out, along with all the videos, blog posts, links out to social media accounts, pictures of what we look like, all that good stuff. StuffToBlowYourMind.com.
And if you have any thoughts about this, please do let us know. You can send us an email at blowthemind@housedecor.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.